now listening to the Serious Growth Podcast with your host, Leo Costa Jr.
That's how I feel when I get done working out. But I'll tell you what, that's exactly the opposite way I feel before I walk into that gym. And I'll tell you why. You know, some of the things I talk about seem to be things that you would think are common sense, but as we know, common sense is not so common, it seems like, anymore. I know that every time I go in, I need to put myself through emotional and physical irritation each and every time that I go in. Boy, if you don't think that takes some practice, after 40 years of this, it's never gotten easier. What's gotten easier is the way that I'm able to tolerate it. Hey, look, emotional and physical irritation, it needs to be something that's every day as it relates to serious growth and bodybuilding. But I think just in life, period, I think what we need to create a certain amount of physical and emotional irritation every day. But it must not be chronic, because then it defeats the purpose. So for those of you who have this mindset of more is better, forget that, because that'll just work in the opposite. I doubt that there are that many people that would take it to that level, especially if you're, even if you're intermediate person, you're not going to take it to that level on a daily basis. You know, you may be like so many of the people that are out there, is that, and that's part of the process, you have to learn how to be consistent. But so many times what I see are people that are, they're streaky. They're like some athletes that are, you know, as they're learning to become a pro, sort of the difference between a pro athlete and a high level amateur athlete is that the pro athlete, even though they have, you know, lousy days, they're not always feeling well and up to it, they're pretty consistent as far as a level of play. And even to the point where even their off days are better than most people's days that they're on. You got to learn how to do that. That's for damn sure. But there's so many people that are in the gym, they're streaky. I see it. They go in there, they're, you know, they got their hairs on fire and they're just going after it. And unfortunately, those moments don't last long enough for your body really to get any benefit from that. Keep in mind, your physiology is such that it takes 21 days for your body to start adapting to the environment that you're in. So, you know, good for you if you have that, because I have days where I'm feeling stronger. But you know something? I don't, even in those days, look, I put as much into my workout as I possibly can. Today was a good example of it. Today, for whatever reason, I was really strong. But even though that I took advantage of that extra strength, I didn't go crazy. Because you got to save a little bit in your tank, not only for the next day, but for days down the road. Because again, the goal is to, you know, the stated goal is always to perform at the highest level. But the reality is you're not always going to perform at the highest level. Like today was one of my, I could have kept going. I was that strong, which is kind of scary strength. And my endurance, I mean, it was just everything happened. I don't know, all the stars lined up. What the hell happened? And it feels so good, but you got to, it's like a bit in a horse's mouth. You got to check yourself a little bit, push it, but don't blow yourself up. That does no one any good. This idea that you take every single workout to the end, complete absolute failure, that's not sound advice. It really isn't. The notion of it is cool. And I'm not saying that, you know, that I don't take it, or that we shouldn't take it to the edge. I'm playing on the edge. That's for damn sure. but to take it to the point where you've got nothing in the tank. By the way, I had somebody that I did a consultation with today. He's one of my online clients. And, you know, he just, he wasn't sure how hard that he should go, where that edge is, you know. It's hard to explain that. And anyway, I told him, you know, you have to have tools to sort of be able to gauge if you're on the right track. And with him, it says, and I'll tell you this right now for you that are out there, if you ever want to know if you're pushing it too hard, first thing in the morning before you get out of bed, check your heart rate, check your resting heart rate. And I can tell you that if your heart rate is above 70 beats per minute, and again, don't put your feet on the ground while lying in bed, check your heart rate. Because if that heart rate is pumping at around 70 beats per minute, especially if it's doing that, let's just say for 5 days in a row, that's a good indication that your body is under stress.
All right, let's take a quick break so I can tell you about our product.
Do you want a bone-crushing grip? Good, because you're gonna get one with the amazing new TRS Gripper. It's a progressive grip builder with longer handles and a special ergonomic design that's like a dozen hand grippers in one. Start off easy and work your way up to quickly build your grip strength from wet noodle to pulverizing. The package includes a video from the world-famous strength coach, Dr. Russ Horine, the man who worked with Leo Costa to help bring you Big Beyond Belief and the Bulgarian Power Burst. Dr. Horine shows you a simple and easy to follow workout plan that takes just minutes a day right from in front of your TV set if you want. So click on the link below and let's get started building you a stronger, firmer, bone-crushing grip.
And you have to take note of that. Again, emotional and physical stress and irritation is a must. But I guess what I'm trying to point out is that there's a fine line there. How many times have we, for the people that have competed, and how many times did I do this? I mean, what I'm saying to you is what, you know, I know other people have gone through, and I've gone through myself. Getting ready for a competition, you're constantly tweaking. You want to do a little bit better. I want a little bit more. I want a little bit more output. I want a little bit more performance. And then what ends up happening is you crash and burn going into a competition. So that's kind of the point that we're making here is, although you have to create all this stress, it does have to be temporary. Don't hesitate about going all out. It's just don't go all out for, you know, every single day, day in and day out, because that won't do you any good. And of course, the other telltale sign is if you're on a right path is just go to the mirror and look. And, you know, it's hard for us to be 100% objective when it comes to ourselves. Because, you know, even with somebody like myself who's been around forever, my objectivity, I mean, sometimes I'm looking pretty good, but I'm so hard on myself that I don't see the progress, the result. And, you know, that's the reason why you have people in your court. If there's nothing else that they do except give you some really sound and good feedback, they're a real important part of your routine. They really are. Because you would think, like I said, I've been around long enough to know, you know, that I should know when I'm making progress, and I do, but I'm not fully objective. I mean, there were times, talk about mind games. You know, life is a mind game. Bodybuilding certainly is a mind game. That's for damn sure. But there were times where I looked in the mirror, especially when it was before competition. When I looked in that damn mirror, and I swear to you, I didn't know if I was seeing what I was seeing. Can you imagine that? Because I couldn't. And then consider the fact, you know, if I go to a different mirror to look at the same body part, well, hell, that was another dynamic. I wasn't sure, you know, I thought, well, maybe if I just change the, where I'm actually shooting that, you know, my ab shot or whatever shot I was doing, maybe that would give me another perspective where I could just say, okay, yeah, that confirms it. Because over there in that mirror, I looked such and such a way. But then I go to another mirror and I was like, shit, I look worse than I did when I was over there. Well, we do know objectively that lighting plays a huge role as far as how you look. And then, of course, when you're getting up on stage, color, there's so many factors that can change the way you look. Again, it's just perception is reality, and it's a big, big ass mind game. And I can tell you this. So results reflect the struggle. That's kind of what the point that I was getting at is that, oh, here's another thing that you can do that can make things more objective. Take photos of yourself. Have somebody take a photo of you occasionally, maybe once a month. Because, you know, over time, a photo becomes objective. When I get a photo taken, I look at it immediately. That does me no good. I can't tell you how many times when I used to do these photo shoots, and I get these photos back and I'm going through them. Most of the time, the photos that I liked immediately were the ones that I liked the least after about 3 weeks. They change. It's really, really interesting how that perception changes. That's another way. But you know something? We are creatures of, you know, we want to know, we want feedback immediately. So to be able to tolerate this thing, you know, I keep telling people, this thing is all a process. True serious growth and true power and all this takes a lot of time, a boatload of time. And that is part of why certain people stay in it and why most don't. It's too painful sometimes. You talk about emotionally overwhelming. You wouldn't think that would be the case, but I can tell you most of the time what stops you is your brain, is your mind, not your body. I'm not saying that your body doesn't sometimes, because sometimes we get injured, but our mind is such a powerful tool that gets the best of us. Just that in itself, this learning how to make that mind a lot more stable and powerful. You know, when the motivation is gone, you got to rely on discipline. This mind and body, it all ends up being one thing at the end of the day. But your mind is command. It's a tower. It all starts right there. Every bit of it. It's you against you. It's a constant battle. There's never a finish line. And if you think there is a finish line, you're done. You're done. State of goal always changes. The state just that you're in changes. We're too complex sometimes. How many of us, I mean, I'll speak for myself. I'm constantly trying to simplify my life. Taking vitamins. I can't tell you how big a war I've been in taking vitamins. What I mean by that is I want to take less because I know less is more. We know that. Boy, you talk about easier said than done. I have a cupboard where I keep these damn vitamins in. And I'm hell bent on making that cupboard go down. And I'll be damned if I do. Maybe a little bit better, but it's like next thing I'm making this really difficult because that mindset is messing with me. Your mind is such that it will either define or destroy you in so many ways. And this is ongoing. Get it? You have to deal with this stuff ongoing. That's life, baby. That's life. So ask yourself, is your excuse, because we all have them, we live by excuses. Come on, be honest with yourself. We all live by excuses. Is your excuse bigger than the solution? That's what you need to ask yourself. Don't just say it. Confront yourself. What do I mean by that? Get your ass in front of a mirror. Mirror. I keep saying that wrong. Mirror. And ask yourself, why am I not making more results? Why am I constantly quitting? Why am I failing? You know, failure is not such a bad thing. In fact, it's necessary. Again, with the mindset, the mind games that you have to play with yourself. You can meditate. You can try all different things. And I suggest that you do, because, you know, at the end of the day, you just don't know what tool that you run across that actually does make a difference. One of the things that's made a difference in my life as of recently has been the stoicism, the stoic philosophy. And I got to tell you something. I'm such a skeptic, and I'm so hesitant because I hate change. Think of that. I hate change, and yet change is happening every damn day. You see what I'm saying? It's constant. It really comes down to us just learning how to manage all this stuff on a daily basis. It'd be nice, and it is nice when you start feeling like you're getting a grasp on all this, where your daily life, even though it's loaded with crises and failure and frustration, envy. But wouldn't it be nice to be able to go through life and make it as seamless as you breathing? Aside from the fact if you have asthma, I'm not talking about that. But wouldn't it be nice if you could get that kind of control? Because I think that's exactly what we're talking about. Do you understand what I'm telling you, that it takes a long time to build power, to build strength in your mind? Because along the way, you're going to get beat up. You're going to get knocked off your damn feet. I got knocked off my feet 10 years ago when my body decided to shut me down with strokes. Holy shit. I thought, you talk about a mind fuck. And there are people that have it worse than I do. But I can tell you, you know, because you will have crossroads in your life. You're going to. It's not if, but when. But when I was in that room, jacked up, paralyzed, boy, you talk about having moments with myself. Scary. So scary that I didn't know if I could go on. And I tell you what, I can't believe how something like bodybuilding that is so damn hard to do the right way. Because, by the way, if you're going into the gym and you're having a good time, you're not getting anything done. Bottom line. But little did I know that if I hadn't gotten into bodybuilding, look, I'm a former athlete, so there's a certain amount of discipline that goes into that. I got it. But for me, there's been nothing harder than getting into bodybuilding because of all the sacrifice and suffering that you must go through. I'm not feeling sorry for myself. It's a necessary evil. You must suffer daily, because there are going to be times like when I was paralyzed and I was in that lonely spot. No one can help me. Not really. Not more than I can help myself. What are you going to do when you get knocked down? Are you going to get up? It's hard to get up. So hard to get up. You're going to bury your fear in booze or drugs or whatever? It's an option. Have you ever been so scared with the what ifs? I was thinking at that point, am I going to have somebody take care of me the rest of my life? Holy shit. I'm somebody who is independent, the thought of that stuff being taken away from me, that's a strong motivator. And I take that, what happened to me, I would never wish anybody to have a stroke, nothing like that. But you know what? That was a, that was something that was actually in many ways good for me. It woke me up. I mean, you name my book, Three Strokes in 3 Weeks Saved My Life. It woke me up. And it made me better at everything that I do. But what did I have to go through? Why do we have to get to that point? That's another thing I'm kind of trying to impress upon you here. Why do we have to wait to get to that point? Because it seems like human nature is such that we are either responding in when there's so much pain that we can't take it, or so much pleasure. That's kind of how we operate as human beings. We're interesting little creatures of reason. And sometimes it makes no sense, like there's no reason for any of the stuff that we do. But I'll tell you what, when you put your ass up against the wall, you find out a lot about yourself inside. And that's what bodybuilding has done for me. Because you see, I go into the gym and it's war. I kick my own ass. And I want to put myself in that spot where I'm in fight or flight, where I'm suffering every day. Because that is a life lesson. Oh, and guess what? I get benefit from that. And especially now, 67 years of age, I'm blowing myself away as to the kind of condition that I'm getting in and how I'm feeling emotionally and mentally. I never could have done this without bodybuilding, without the shit that's happened to me in my life. In other words, take the stuff that is a perceived obstacle and just realize that that obstacle is the way. If you don't have any obstacles in your life, you're drugged up. You're living in la la land. I'm telling you, look for the obstacle. If you don't have one, create one. You'll be surprised how that will bring out in many ways the best of you, a better version of yourself. It's done it for me. I've watched as someone who helps other people. I still like to help other people. I love this damn sport. I love the idea of changing people to be a better version of themselves physically and emotionally. I love it. And when that happens, I just happened just not too long ago with somebody who just decides that they've had enough and they decide to make a full-blown commitment. 100%, nothing less than 100%. That's all I'm looking for. Do what it takes. Have perfect willingness. Really make that commitment. And you'll be amazed at what you're capable of doing. Don't wait till you're up against the wall where the odds are just so pathetic that you can never overcome it, because sometimes that happens in life. There's stuff that you just can't overcome. I got that. But why don't you be proactive? Because all you can do is control the things that you have some control over, like going to the gym every day. Otherwise, I think most of our life is not really in control. I mean, we trick ourselves in thinking that we're in control, but we're not. And that's part of reality, and that's part of dealing with that. But that doesn't mean that you can't take a proactive state and a stance every single day. Are you going to feel good every day? No. So what? Get yourself to a point where you have developed such a regimen, a daily regimen, that it's like breathing. You breathe every day, whether you are feeling good or not. Do something good for your physical and mental body, because it's all one. Do something every single day for that. And you'll see what I'm talking about. That's true growth, true serious growth. Serious growth means emotional and physical. So until next time, I like using the mirror. Go to your mirror. Have a nice little 15-minute chat with yourself. Do one thing good. Do one thing great for 21 days in a row. Now you're on the path of developing true serious growth. Till next time. We'll be right back. go get some serious growth.
Thanks for listening to the Serious Growth Podcast. For more episodes like the one you just listened to, subscribe to us on your mobile podcast app and leave us a review. If you'd like to reach out, you can find us online at seriousgrowth.com. Until next time, train smart and train hard.